This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. International Women's Day being marked across the country today, President Vidyadev Bhandari stresses need for equal access for women to education and employment opportunities to fulfill goals of gender equality, and at least 20 people died and 600 wounded in Equatorial Guinea blast. Now the news in detail. The International Women's Day is being marked across the country with the slogan Security, Respect and Employment Base for Prosperous Nepal. President Vidyadev Bhandari has stressed the need for equal access for women to education, health and employment opportunities to fulfill the goals of gender equality. In a message of greetings on the occasion of 111th International Women's Day, President Bhandari extended the message for happiness, peace and prosperity to all Nepali sisters at home and abroad. The president said there is a need to make additional efforts at the implementation level to ensure proportional participation of women in politics and every public sector as guaranteed by the Constitution of Nepal. Likewise, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Poon has extended a message of best wishes to all Nepali sisters at home and abroad on the occasion of the 111th International Women's Day. Similarly, Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has said that the government of Nepal has brought into implementation the national strategy and action plan to end gender-based violence and gender empowerment so as to empathically address the issues related to violence against women. In a message of the best wishes on the International Women's Day today, Prime Minister Oli said necessary services are being provided through various mechanisms placed at federal, provincial and local levels to address these issues. Prime Minister Oli called for support from all sides of the society to discourage gender and caste-based discrimination taking place in the country. Chairperson of Nepal Communist Party, the Dahal Nepal faction Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda, stressed the need for establishing economic, political and cultural rights of women. In a message of best wishes on the occasion of 111th International Women's Day today, the former Prime Minister stated that Nepali women leading social and political movements of the country, including the People's War and historic people's movements on the front line, had been written in the golden letters in history. Nepali Congress leader Chandra Bhandari has said that the Nepali Congress will collapse if the General Convention is not held on the scheduled date. Talking to reporters today, he said that the General Convention should be held on the scheduled date. He said that the General Convention could not be moved now and stressed on the need to take the party forward in a methodological manner. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology say the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today due to the influence of the westerly wind with chances of rainfall and snowfall at some places. Light rainfall along with thunder will occur in the hilly region of Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudur Paschim provinces as well as in some places of Bagmati province and province number 1. There is possibility of light snowfall in the high hilly and mountainous region. Meteorologist Santi Kardil said the impact of the westerly wind will remain until the evening today. According to her, the weather will be fair from Tuesday. At present, the weather is fully cloudy in the western hilly region and generally cloudy in the rest of the hilly region of the country. It will be generally cloudy in the hilly region of the country and partially cloudy in the rest of the country towards the afternoon. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. More than a dozen people have been killed and hundreds wounded in a series of powerful explosions at a military base in Equatorial Guinea, largest city of Bata. In a statement on national television, President Teodoro Obiang said the blasts on Sunday were caused by negligence of a military unit in charge of storing explosives, dynamite and ammunition at the military camp. Obiang, who has ruled Equatorial Guinea since 1942, said the explosive caught fire due to stubble burning by farmers in their fields and that blast caused damage in almost all the houses and buildings in Bata. Defense Ministry said at least 20 people were killed and some 600 people were injured. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has warned the Taliban could make rapid military gains across Afghanistan when American and NATO troops pull out. Under a deal between the Taliban and the previous Trump administration, all remaining U.S. forces are due to leave the country by the end of the next month. But in a letter to Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, Blinken has warned of a possible new spring offensive. U.S. soldiers invaded Afghanistan in 2001 to remove the Taliban from power. In January, the Biden administration said it would review the peace agreement made with Taliban during Donald Trump's presidency. Under the deal, the remaining 10,000 U.S.-led NATO forces in the country are due to pull out by 1st of May in exchange for Taliban security guarantees. Meghan, the wife of Prince Harry, said the British royal family refused to make her son Archie a prince partly due to conversation about how dark his skin might be. Meghan said in an interview aired on CBS late on Sunday, they didn't want him to be prince or princess, not knowing what the gender would be, which would be different from protocol, and that he wasn't going to receive security. Meghan said one member of the royal family had concerns about how dark her son Archie skin would be. The couple, who married in 2018, had stepped down from their royal duties and is now living in California. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. International Women's Day being marked across the country today, President Vidyadevi Bhandari stresses need for equal access for women to education and employment opportunities to fulfill goals of a gender equality, and at least 20 people died and 600 wounded in Equatorial Guinea blast. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlinenewsnepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned. Have a good day.